Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you were in the last class, I ask you to take your Bible and mark it at Luke chapter 11. And if you have done that, then you can turn to that right now. Open it back up. Luke chapter 11. And we'll begin to about verse 37. And we're going to study about a time when Jesus was eating a meal among his enemies. This lesson started out when Jesus was eating a meal with his friends. And you know, it is so pleasant to sit down with friends and to have a meal together. And there's such joy in that. But have you ever sat down and tried to eat with those that despised you and were trying to trip you up and catch you? And I just don't think that would be a very enjoyable meal. Nevertheless, Jesus had accepted an invitation to eat with the Pharisees. And we're going to see that a lawyer was there. And during this meal, he's going to have a confrontation with them all. So that'll be Luke chapter 11. I'll read beginning in verse 37 down into the text that we are studying. But as you're turning there to Luke chapter 11, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. We are meeting in a brick meeting house that is on the right side of the road as you're traveling from McMinnville to Biola. It's at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. At that location, Christians have been meeting there to worship God after the New Testament order for over 100 years, and we still assemble there. Our main worship is on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., but we have Bible class at 9 a.m. and another worship service at 6 p.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and I call myself the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And E.A. Elam is the teacher. He is a preacher that is long departed, but he spent many hours writing down Sunday school lessons to be used by the churches. And we're currently looking at a Sunday school lesson he wrote for December 17, 1922, about Jesus among friends and foes. Now let me read this to you from Luke chapter 11 in verse 37. It says, "A Pharisee asked him to dine with him. And he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first bathed himself before dinner. And the Lord said unto him, Now ye Pharisees, you cleanse the outside of the cup and the platter, for your inward part is full of extortion and wickedness. You foolish ones, did not he that make the outside make the inside also? But give for alms those things that are within, and behold, all things are clean unto you." Luke 11:42. "But woe unto you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and pass over justice and the love of God. But these ought you to have done, and not to left the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for you love the chief seats in the synagogues and the salutations in the marketplaces. Woe unto you, for ye are as the tombs which appear not, and men walk over them and know it not." Let's look at what Elam had to say in his notes about this. The Pharisees were faithless, unmerciful, and unjust. Jesus called them a faithless generation. They believed neither Moses nor Jesus. And the reference to that is John chapter 5. And I want to read to you that. John chapter 5, 44 through 47. Jesus said, "How can ye believe who receive glory one of another, and the glory that cometh from the only God ye seek not? Think not that I will accuse you to the Father. There's one that accuseth you, even Moses, on whom ye have set your hope. For if ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?" These Pharisees, They would devour widows' houses for a pretense, and for a pretense make long prayers. They were self-righteous. The Pharisees stood and prayed thus with themselves: I thank thee that I'm not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I get. You see that excessive use of the word I in the word of the words of that Pharisee in Luke 18:11-12? He trusted in himself and despised others with all their self-righteousness. The Pharisees helped to crucify Jesus. We know that tithing means to give a tenth, and this God commanded the Jews to do. That we see that in the old law, and it's reinforced in the prophets. Tithes are first mentioned in Genesis 14 and verse 20. Jacob promised to give the tenth to God in Genesis 28:22. But this was not all God had commanded the Pharisees to do. Hence Jesus said they ought to have done even the smallest herbs, but they should have not left the other things undone. There is great hypocrisy now in pretending to be very religious and better than others by exacting and very exacting way and carrying out the theories of a few of God's commandments, even to the splitting of hairs, while faith itself, mercy, justice, and hardly obedience to God are ignored. We have not space here to write of the great need of faith, mercy, and justice. Faith is not devotion to some theory with an intense partisan spirit. It comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:10, and it is an assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. Mercy treats offenders better than they deserve and is kind and helpful to the poor and afflicted. Justice considers the dues and rights of all and acts accordingly. The word of God strongly condemns all injustice. He is a Pharisee who deals unjustly, acts unmercifully, and yet engages in public acts of worship as a pretense. If such a person can honestly think God will accept his worship, he is woefully deceived. In Luke 11:43, we see the Pharisees were condemned and would come to sorrow because they loved religious titles and the highest place among men, chief seats in the synagogue and salutations in the marketplaces. Jesus dwells at length upon this feature of Phariseeism and shams in Matthew 23:1-12. He forbids his disciples wearing these titles and seeking the chief places, and says the greatest of all is the servant of all. Tithes or titles and manner of religion are the fruits of Phariseeism. In Luke 11:44, the iniquity and corruption of the Pharisees were like putrid bodies in unseen tombs over which people walked and did not know it. Or they were likened to whited sepulchres, which outwardly appear beautiful, but inwardly are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. With a fair exterior, the hearts of the Pharisees were filled with rottenness. Feeling the force of what Jesus said, in Luke 11:45, a lawyer took exception to it. And then Jesus reproached the lawyers also. Lawyers were the scribes who taught the law. But let's look what it says in Luke 11:45. One of the lawyers answering him said, Teacher, and saying this, thou reproacheth us also. And he said, Woe unto you lawyers also, for ye load men with grievous burdens to be borne, and ye yourselves will not touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, For ye build the tombs of the prophets your fathers killed. So are the witnesses and consent unto the works of your fathers, for they killed them and they built their tombs. Therefore said also the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world might be required of this generation. Jesus retracted nothing because of this lawyer's exception, but pronounced a curse upon the lawyers for the fearful reasons given. They loaded men with grievous burdens by their teaching, and bound these burdens on the people, and forced the people to carry them as beasts of burden were overloaded, and would not so much as lift a finger to lighten these burdens. They said, and did not. This is hypocrisy yet. They consented to the deeds of their fathers in killing the prophets, because they built the tombs of these prophets, as it were. They buried those whom their fathers killed. Building tombs to the memory of the prophets was commendable, had they been in sympathy with the prophets and meant to honor them. But they were hypocrites in pretending to honor the prophets, while their actions showed what they would have joined in their fathers in slaying them. They were persecuting Jesus and his prophets and apostles. Jesus said to them that in the wisdom of God, he would send to them prophets and apostles, and they would persecute and kill them. They were filling full the measure of iniquity, which measure their fathers had made and had begun to fill. Hence the work of iniquity which their fathers had begun was being consummated by them. This work of persecution and rejection of the plan of salvation began when Abel was killed. Cain's rejection of the blood, of the offering of blood, was a rejection of God's remedy for sin, of the blood of the Lamb of God for the salvation of the world. Because apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. This rejection of God's way of salvation, the destruction of sin and death and Satan and all the effects of sin, and the establishment of the new heavens and the new earth and God's dwelling again among men, and this destruction of his prophets continued from Cain to the crucifixion of Jesus and the persecution and slaying of the apostles. Hence the course of these lawyers would bring upon them the blood of all the prophets which had been shed from the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. They were not responsible for the blood of Abel and for the blood of the prophets their fathers slew. But persecution, which began with the death of Abel, cumulated in the crucifixion of Jesus, and the punishment which Cain and all previous persecutors had suffered cumulated in the final rejection of the Jews as a nation and the destruction of Jerusalem, to say nothing of eternal punishment. So Jesus said, ye serpents, ye offspring of vipers, how shall ye escape the judgment of hell? And that's the word hell that is translated from the word Gehenna, that Matthew 23:33. This is a most fearful condemnation. John the Baptist had referred to these Pharisees and Sadducees as the offspring of vipers. But during the preaching of John and of Jesus and of the apostles, they had further opportunity to repent, and now their house was being left to them desolate. Matthew 24:36-39. Two prophets by the name of Zechariah are mentioned in the Old Testament. One, and the death of one of these is referred to in 2 Chronicles 24:20-22. Zechariah mentioned here was the son of Barachiah, and the prophet who wrote the book of Zechariah was a son of Barachiah. But we have no account of his martyrdom. He may have been referred to in this lesson, since both prophets by that name had been martyred.